理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 4
Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Here is your arrangement for this week.On Monday, there is a cross-cultural lecture. The charity dance is on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you are supposed to meet the president of Harvard University.
It seems like a full week that I'll possibly have Thursday and Friday off.
What will the woman probably do on Tuesday? Question 12. Did the professor give an assignment before Friday?
Nothing to read in the textbook, but we have to see a movie and write a short comment on it.
What have the students been assigned to do before Friday?
Question 13. Professor, have you heard the morning news report? Thomas resigned his post as defense secretary.
I didn't turn on the radio this morning, but I did see the headlines. If you remember, he threatened to leave office at the last cabinet meeting.
How did the professor know that Thomas had resigned?Question 14. Does John know the class is having a surprise party for him when he turns 21 this week?
No. He thinks we are giving a retirement party for the dean. We've hidden the presents for him.
What are the man and woman planning?
Question 15. Our summer vacation is coming, and I am planning to go to Tibet. But I am totally broke. How can I afford my summer vacation to Tibet?
Why don't you tighten your belt a little? You have been scattering money.
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question 16. I'm really getting worried about Mary. She was sitting in for the exam for the 2 weeks' time, but all she is talking about now is nothing but an upcoming concert.
She may fail along that line. Let's try to talk some sense into her.
What are the speakers probably going to do?Question 17. How did you find the food in the new restaurant I recommended?
I haven't tried there yet. I drove all the way there, only to find it's closed on Tuesday. So we had my dinner in the Korean restaurant on the opposite side of the road.
What did the woman say about the new restaurant? Question 18. Hello, Linda. Have you seen Michael this morning? There is an urgent letter for him, waiting for his signature.
Yes, he is in our dean's office, talking about the affairs to go abroad for further study.
What is Michael doing now?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Where are you going, Catherine? Today is Saturday.
Saturday isn't a holiday for me anymore. I have to tutor for 3 hours every Saturday afternoon.
That's great. I wish I could find a part-time job to make a little pocket money. How did you find this job?
I saw a tutor wanted notice stuck on a light pole near the bus stop. I phoned the number and I got the job. It's not too hard to find a part-time job these days. But Richard, studying should always come first. Do you think that you have enough time to handle a part-time job?
It's hard to say. If I can get a job, I will try very hard to make good use of my time.
We do spend too much time hanging around and doing nothing. Richard, your English is perfect. Why don't you find a job teaching English?
But I don't have any teaching experience. Speaking and teaching are two different things.
I don't have any experience either. We're just students. People know this. But we are young and energetic, and the most important thing is that we don't ask for as much pay as professional teachers do.
Okay. Where should I start?
You can post some notices on the community bulletin board and some other places. But remember, don't post them on the wire poles, because you'll probably be fined for it.
Thank you for your advice, Catherine.
My pleasure. Good luck.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What does the woman do on Saturday afternoons?
Question 20. How did the woman find the part-time job?
Question 21. What does the woman suggest the man do when starting to find a job?
Conversation 2.
Good evening and welcome to our program. Today, we'll talk about several interesting cultural artifacts that are a part of daily lives of the Japanese and perhaps other Asian countries as well. We're very happy to have Ben Smith here.
Thank you.
Well, artifacts made of bamboo are very important in Japanese culture.
Yes. For hundreds and even thousands of years, the bamboo plant has played an important role in the lives of the Japanese. And at one time, it was believed that the Shinto gods could be found in the stem of the bamboo plant. And this is something that is portrayed in one of Japan's oldest tales, the Tale of the Bamboo Cutter.
That sounds interesting. Bamboo is a very versatile plant. It's light and flexible, but strong. And there are many varieties of it. They can be used to make various artifacts.
Yeah, and some of them are really exquisite.
Very happily, Mr. Smith has brought here several bamboo artifacts. So can you introduce them to us, Mr. Smith?
Sure. The first one is a chashaku. It is a teaspoon, and it is used for measuring powdered green tea during the tea ceremony.
That's fine. What about this?
It's a tea whisk. It is for mixing the powdered green tea in a small bowl until it becomes a foamy mixture.
Wow, it is so nice and I love it. Thank you for showing us these fine artifacts, Mr. Smith.
My pleasure.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 23. According to the conversation, which is true about the Shinto gods?
Question 24. Why can bamboo be used to make different kinds of artifacts?
Question 25. What is the chashaku used for during the tea ceremony?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Human beings have used tools for a very long time. In some parts of the world, you can still find tools that people used more than 2 million years ago. They made these tools by hitting one stone against another. In this way, they broke off pieces from one of the stones. These chips of stone were usually sharp on one side. People used them for cutting meat and skin from dead animals, and also for making other tools out of wood. Human beings needed to use tools because they did not have sharp teeth like other meat-eating animals such as lions and tigers. Tools helped people to get food more easily. Working with tools also helped to develop human intelligence. The human brain grew bigger, and human beings began to invent more and more tools and machines. The stone chip was one of the first tools that people used, and perhaps it is the most important. Some scientists say that it was the key to the success of mankind. Since 1960, a new kind of tool has appeared. This is the silicon chip, a little chip of silicon crystal. It is smaller than a fingernail, but it can store more than 1 million bits of information. It is an electronic brain. Every year, these chips get cleverer, but their size gets smaller, and their cost gets less. They are used in watches, calculators, and intelligent machines that we can use in many ways. In the future, we will not need to work with tools in the old way. Machines will do everything for us. They will even talk and play games with us. People will have plenty of spare time.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. How did people make tools 2 million years ago?
Question 27. Why is the stone chip thought to be the most important tool?
Question 28. How does the silicon chip become nowadays? Passage 2.
Anyone who spends at least one semester in college notices that some students give up on their classes. The person who sits behind you in accounting, for example, begins to miss a lot of class meetings and eventually vanishes. Or another student comes to class without the assignment, writes aimlessly in his notebook during the lecture, and leaves during the break. What's the difference between students like this and the ones who succeed in school? My survey may be non-scientific, but everyone I asked said the same thing. Attitude. A positive attitude is the key to everything else. What does a positive attitude mean? It means not only showing up for your classes, but also doing something while you're there. Really listen. Take notes. Ask a question if you want to. Don't just walk into a class. Put your mind in neutral and drift away to Never Nerve Land. Having a positive attitude goes deeper than this, though. It means being mature about college as an institution. College classes can sometimes be downright dull and boring. If you let a boring class discourage you so much that you want to leave school, you'll lose in the long run. Look at your priorities. You want a degree or a certificate or a career. If you have to, you can make it through a less than interesting class in order to achieve what you want. Get whatever you can out of every class. But if you simply can't stand a certain class, be determined to fulfill its requirements and be done with it once and for all.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. Why do some students give up on their classes?
Question 30. What does maturity involve according to the speaker?
Question 31. Which is the main idea of the passage? Passage 3.
With the development of science, scientists have discovered more about the world. Scientists say world coastal areas must prepare now for a rise in sea levels. No matter what action is taken, scientists say there are already enough greenhouse gases in the atmosphere to cause a major warning. As a result, scientists and government officials are focusing on how society might adapt to rising sea levels, changing agricultural zones, changing climates, and other problems. Already, state and local governments along the coast of the United States are starting to plan for a possible long-term rise in the sea level, and a few have taken action to cope with it. Agricultural researchers are developing heat-resistant and drought-resistant crops that might replace traditional crops if the climate changes. How long it will take for maximum warming to be reached is uncertain because the oceans slow such warming. Most scientists expect the maximum warming to take place by the second half of this century. If levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere double, sea levels will rise. Estimates of the average rise are from 1.5 feet to 6.5 feet. Some leading experts expect a rise of 1 meter, a little more than 3 feet.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. What must world coastal areas prepare for, according to scientists' opinion?
Question 33. According to the passage, what has caused the rise in sea levels?
Question 34. What are the agricultural researchers developing?
Question 35. When will the maximum warming take place?
Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Considering how jazz is transcribed in Chinese, you may be misled into assuming that it is a cultural form belonging to those who have some elegant tastes. Nothing could be further from the truth. It originated among Black Americans at the end of the 19th century, at a time when they occupied the very bottom of the American social heap. So how has something that was created by a once despised minority acquire a central place in today's American culture? It's a mystery that many people would like to solve. Perhaps the essence of America is that you could never get two Americans to agree on just what that might be. After thinking about it for a while, we might utter, seems like being American is a bit more complicated than we thought. Certainly things like individualism, success, innovation, and tolerance stand out. But these things come together because of our ability to work with one another and find common purpose, no matter how diverse we might be. Some, like African-American writer Ralph Ellison, believes that jazz captures the intrinsic properties of America. The solos are a celebration of individual brilliance that can't take place without the group efforts of the rhythm section. They say jazz brought together elements from Africa and Europe, fusing them into a new culture, an expression unique to the Americas. Beyond that, though, jazz has a connection to the intrinsic properties of America in a much more fundamental way. It is an expression of the African roots of American culture, a musical medium exemplifying the domination of African culture in American culture.
Now the passage will be read again.
Considering how jazz is transcribed in Chinese, you may be misled into assuming that it is a cultural form belonging to those who have some elegant tastes. Nothing could be further from the truth. It originated among Black Americans at the end of the 19th century, at a time when they occupied the very bottom of the American social heap. So how has something that was created by a once despised minority acquire a central place in today's American culture? It's a mystery that many people would like to solve. Perhaps the essence of America is that you could never get two Americans to agree on just what that might be. After thinking about it for a while, we might utter, seems like being American is a bit more complicated than we thought. Certainly things like individualism, success, innovation, and tolerance stand out. But these things come together because of our ability to work with one another and find common purpose, no matter how diverse we might be. Some, like African-American writer Ralph Ellison, believes that jazz captures the intrinsic properties of America. The solos are a celebration of individual brilliance that can't take place without the group efforts of the rhythm section. They say jazz brought together elements from Africa and Europe, fusing them into a new culture, an expression unique to the Americas. Beyond that, though, jazz has a connection to the intrinsic properties of America in a much more fundamental way. It is an expression of the African roots of American culture, a musical medium exemplifying the domination of African culture in American culture.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Considering how jazz is transcribed in Chinese, you may be misled into assuming that it is a cultural form belonging to those who have some elegant tastes. Nothing could be further from the truth. It originated among Black Americans at the end of the 19th century, at a time when they occupied the very bottom of the American social heap. So how has something that was created by a once despised minority acquire a central place in today's American culture? It's a mystery that many people would like to solve. Perhaps the essence of America is that you could never get two Americans to agree on just what that might be. After thinking about it for a while, we might utter, seems like being American is a bit more complicated than we thought. Certainly things like individualism, success, innovation, and tolerance stand out. But these things come together because of our ability to work with one another and find common purpose, no matter how diverse we might be. Some, like African-American writer Ralph Ellison, believes that jazz captures the intrinsic properties of America. The solos are a celebration of individual brilliance that can't take place without the group efforts of the rhythm section. They say jazz brought together elements from Africa and Europe, fusing them into a new culture, an expression unique to the Americas. Beyond that, though, jazz has a connection to the intrinsic properties of America in a much more fundamental way. It is an expression of the African roots of American culture, a musical medium exemplifying the domination of African culture in American culture.
This is the end of listening comprehension.